Negotiated cash fed cattle prices were mostly steady on Wednesday. COVID-19 is accelerating the divergence between full service and quick service restaurants, a trend that began before the pandemic. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 16th of July. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued on Wednesday at mainly steady prices, with live sales at $95 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and at $96 in the Northern Plains, that according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Dress trade in the Western Corn Belt was at $157 to $160. Cattle feeders offered 1,224 head in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction. Of those, 275 head, three Kansas lots, sold for a weighted average price of $95.62 a hundredweight, with delivery at 1 to 9 days. At the fat auction in Tama, Iowa, 169 choice 2 to 4 steers, weighing an average of 1,379 pounds, brought an average price of $101.79, which was 50 cents to 75 cents lower than the prior week. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, though, slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher. There were 459 choice 2 to 3 steers, weighing an average of 1,451 pounds and bringing an average of $100.88. Cattle futures bounced higher, supported by firm cash fed cattle, as well as current cash demand for feeder cattle. Live cattle futures closed an average of 85 cents higher across a range of 30 cents higher at the back to $2.50 higher in spot August. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.40 higher across a range of 32 cents higher to $2.70 higher in spot August. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 16 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $200.76 a hundredweight. Select was 52 cents higher at $191.37. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures got a boost from Wednesday's announcement that China bought 389,000 metric tons for delivery in 2020-21. Soybean futures closed 4 to 8 cents higher through March of 21, and then mostly 3 cents higher. Feeder cattle continued the recent trend higher at weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $2 to $5 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $6 higher. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold steady to $2 higher. There were 7,302 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing $8.50 to $9.50 sold $1 to $3 higher, with 1,568 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, yearling steers coming off grass sold $2 to $5 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there were 1,929 head. Finally, steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, while heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher and then steady at 700 to 800 pounds. There were just 899 head on offer there. Major U.S. financial indices continued higher Wednesday with promising trial results for a COVID-19 vaccine, as well as quarterly earnings from Goldman Sachs that beat expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 227 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 29 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 61 points. COVID-19 is accelerating the divergence between full-service restaurants and quick-service restaurants that began before the pandemic, according to David Portalatin, food industry advisor for the NPD Group. Long before social distancing became part of everyday vocabulary, Portalatin explains consumers were showing an increasing preference for off-premise restaurant meals. Then came the pandemic, and the reality in March that the entire restaurant industry was off-premise only. That harsh reality was even more so for full-service restaurants that saw transaction declines near 80% or worse at the depth of the U.S. pandemic, says Portalatin. He adds that by contrast, Transaction declines were roughly half as severe at quick service restaurants, thanks to their abundance of drive-through windows, capacity for high-volume pickup, and the ability of large quick service chains to leverage digital apps and a contactless experience. For current perspective, full-service restaurant customer transactions were 30% less than a year earlier for the week ending July 5th, representing a week-to-week decline of 5%. That's according to NPD's CREST performance alerts. Conversely, quick-service restaurant customer transactions that same week continued to improve, up 4% week-to-week, to a level that was 13% less year-over-year. Since mid-March, when the pandemic closed dine-in services, Port-A-Latin explains quick-service restaurant chains doubled down on their off-premise expertise, with streamlined menus optimized for volume and efficiency, and by expanding drive-through capacity with reconfigured traffic flow and added lanes. These and other changes allow continued improvement in quick-service customer transactions, whether or not government regulations allow reopening dining rooms. In fact, Port-A-Latin says many quick-service restaurant chain operators are finding the incremental cost of opening a dining room to be greater than any incremental economic gain, and are keeping dining rooms closed even when regulations allow reopening. On the other hand, improvement in full-service restaurant customer transactions remains largely at the mercy of government regulation and the persistence of the coronavirus. Plus, Port-A-Latin explains, pivoting to off-premise is far more difficult for many full-service restaurants. While they can employ similar tactics as the quick-service folks, like streamlined menus and temporary drive-throughs, none of those tactics play to their inherent strengths. Moreover, as on-premise dining restrictions ease, Port-A-Latin says many full-service operators are forced to dismantle much of their temporary off-premise infrastructure so that guests can park and can have a waiting area that allows for social distancing. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 16th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.